Welcome back. Once again, we continue with the five joyful mysteries. Today we will deal with the finding of our beloved Lord Jesus in the temple. Now, it's understandable, believe it or not, that Jesus would be lost for 2.5-3 days. And the reason is because in the times of Jesus, when they would go to Jerusalem for the high holy days, and especially now that he was becoming a man, they would go together until they were a day's journey outside of the Holy Land. And they would then separate into two caravans, the women's caravan and the men's caravan. The children, the young boys, who were not of age, would always travel with the women's caravan. And they would go into the city and spend the high holy days, and then would leave in separate caravans, and the only time they would meet again was when they met a day's journey outside of Jerusalem in the desert. Now, Mary and Joseph, this was the time when Jesus was going to do his exams to truly become a man in the Jewish tradition so that he could discuss the law and discuss scripture. And so he went with his mother to Jerusalem in the women's caravan. Now, when you become an adult and you can discuss scripture, you have the choice. A male child always had the choice. He could, for the very last time, return with the women's caravan, or he could, for the very first time, return with the men's caravan and discuss scripture. So Joseph and Mary are in Jerusalem during the high holy days. Jesus is being tested, and that's in a separate place. And so what happens is they leave. Joseph, assuming that Jesus was with Mary, and Mary assuming that Jesus was with Joseph. And they met a day's journey outside of Jerusalem and find that Jesus isn't with either of them. And so they immediately return back to Jerusalem the second day, and they spend almost the entire day searching for Jesus. Joseph had many, many relatives. And so therefore they went from one home to another, spent the entire day looking for Jesus. Finally, they go to the temple and they find Jesus still being examined by the priests. And when he comes to them, he says, "Why have you been concerned about me? Do you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" And they didn't understand what he said. Not Mary and Joseph. It was the priests didn't understand. They knew that Jesus was the son of the carpenter. That's how you defined people, who they were the son of and what they did. And so it was those who were listening to Jesus didn't understand his Father's business. He hasn't been building anything. And so therefore, we find that Jesus reveals how clearly aware he is of his being Messiah and coming to save us. Now, he submits himself to his mother and foster father completely and unconditionally, knowing that he is the Son of God, that he has absolute power over life and death, over the wind and the seas, over everything. And yet, he submits himself to his mother and his foster father, Joseph. This teaches us the humility with which we must comport our lives. The truth of the matter, of our own existence, is that we need to be guided. We need our parents. We need law. We need to know what is expected of us. That's the reason why we have the Catholic Catechism, so that we as Catholics may understand and know exactly what is required of those who follow Christ fully in the fullness of the one true faith. And therefore, everyone should study. Not only study Scripture, there is the basis of all. But remember, Scripture is the daughter of tradition. And therefore, we must look at all that the Church has given us, all that the Holy Spirit has done throughout the 2,000 years of the living Christ in His Church. And we must study all of it so we can have a balanced view. And so therefore, when we look at this great mystery of the finding of our Lord in the temple, we also see the pain and sorrow of Mary, the mother of Jesus. She knows what it means and what it feels like to have lost her son, who have lost And how many times have we lost Jesus through our sins, through our wickedness, through our just foolishness? And she it is who helps us find him. It is she who directs us back toward her son always. The worst possible lie that has ever been promulgated is that devotion to Mary can somehow draw you away from Jesus or diminish your love for Christ. That is a lie. It is a lie because it can never be true. Not the Mary that we know. Not the Mary that gave birth to the Son of God. Not the Mary who proclaimed that her soul magnified the Lord. Not the Mary that was full of grace as pronounced by the angel of God. Not the Mary who stood at the foot of the cross. Not the Mary who held the dead body of her son in her arms. That's not her. The Mary that we know and love is the mother of God, the mother of the Messiah, the mother of all who call themselves Christian. For it is through her intercession alone that we receive the grace of baptism. And for some people, them's fighting words. But for Catholics and for true Christians throughout the ages, they realize that all generations will call her blessed. And so we do. We recognize that blessed is the womb that bore the Son of God. Blessed is Mary for what she did and what she gave and what she teaches still to this day. You and I are not orphans. We're not somebody who looked back 2,000 years. Mary isn't some figurehead from the past. And that's why so many people have a difficult time, because they don't understand that the church is a living entity, that the saints are alive, that heaven and earth are united into one true, vibrant, living being of Christ. We make up the mystical body of Christ. And in that body, we find the church triumphant. We find Mary living, alive, at the right of Christ. She is queen of heaven and earth, queen of all who call themselves Christian. She is the mother of the Messiah and the mother of all Christians. For Christ it was who gives her to us from the cross itself. Not only does he point to her through the power of the Holy Spirit at his birth, he points to her again in his childhood. He points to her in the great mysteries that surround his preaching and his life. And it points to her at the cross and then again at the resurrection. And we will see this in the future mysteries. God bless you.